Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, lift us above our weaknesses and our failures, and let your word restore us and your power remake us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A church minister dropped in on a Sunday school class, and he asked the question, "Who knocked down the walls of Jericho?" And a young boy put up his hand and said, "I don't know who it was, but it wasn't me." Well, the minister was taken aback, so he went to his parents and told him what the boy had said. And his dad replied, "Well, if he said he didn't do it, he didn't do it." And so the minister went to the church council and told the story again. And the treasurer was there, and he said, "Well, don't worry, Reverend, we've got enough funds to rebuild the wall." What can the fall of Jericho teach us today? I want to draw out three lessons. Firstly, we learn here that you are to trust in God's promises. Trust in God's promises. You see, God was in charge of Joshua's battle. It wasn't Joshua's to fight. The battle was the Lord's. God was going to give Joshua and the people the victory. God had promised to fight and to win their battle for them. What they needed to do was to believe the word that had been given, to trust God, to take him at his word, and to obey. I wonder, when you think about your struggles, who is in charge? Who is giving the orders? I don't know if any husbands are looking at their wives at this point. My dad used to say that my wife makes all the big decisions. Sorry, I make all the big decisions and my wife makes all the little decisions. And then he would add, "So far, there haven't been any big decisions." Yes, life brings big decisions and big obstacles. Sometimes in our lives, the walls of Jericho, the enemy territory, can loom very large indeed. We can be daunted. We need a plan. Well, there is a plan. Whatever your battle may be this morning, when you are feeling afraid of someone or something in your life, when your boss is being unreasonable. Don't look at the wife again. When you're being mocked or misunderstood for your faith. When the class bully has a go. When studies or exams loom large. Or when battling illness in body or in mind. When we're overwhelmed with grief, these are big battles, common battles that we face, and many more, that unnamed battle that you are facing. Who is in charge? Who is giving the commanding orders? Are you listening? Are you listening to and obeying the commander of the Lord's army, Jesus Christ? Or are you taking orders from the enemy, who is our accuser? The enemy seeks to undermine us. The enemy reminds us of our past. But the commander of the Lord's army reminds us of our future, his future for us. He says, I'm leading you into the promised land, the heavenly city. The enemy says, you can never achieve your goal. But those on the Lord's side repeat the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The enemy says to us, give up. Your problem, your battle is bigger than you are. But those on the Lord's side know, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. The enemy says mockingly, where is your God? The Christian affirms, God will never leave me or forsake me. We walk by faith. We march by faith and not by sight. God has a plan for us. He has the battle plan, the blueprint. So today, once again, will you put God in charge of your life's battles? To hand it over to him, to let him fight it for you and with you. This is our starting point. God's battle plan and God's promise is to be with us, to fight for us, and to bring us to victory and not defeat. So let us only take our orders from Jesus Christ. And let us only stand firm on God's promises, because in Jesus they are yes and amen. The second lesson that we can learn from the fall of Jericho is to circle problems with prayer. Circle problems with prayer. God instructed Joshua, this is what you must do. For 6 days, march once around the city walls. Circle it. And on the 7th day, march round 7 times around the city walls. The priests will blow their trumpets. Then you will all give a big shout. The walls will come tumbling down, and you can charge in and take the city. How would have that sounded to Joshua and to the people? These were very unusual battle orders. This was a test of Joshua's faith and the people's faith. Humanly speaking, what God was asking Joshua to do did not make sense. I'm sure the soldiers on the walls looking down were laughing and were mocking Joshua and the people on days 1 to 6. When they took that single circuit around the city walls and then turned round and went back to their camp. What battle plan involves walking away? 6 times. But Joshua trusted. He was determined. He persevered. Praying and praising, the priests led the way. And that's important. It's the prayer and the praise that can break down the stronghold. They carried the precious Ark of the Covenant with guards in front and behind, for them a sure sign of the presence of God with them. Come the 7th day, once around the city walls they went, then twice, then 3 times, and 4. Still they blew their trumpets. 5, 6, and then 7 times around the walls. 7, of course, being the Bible number of perfection and completeness. They circled their problem with prayer and praise. And then Joshua told the people to shout, because the victory promised to them by God was imminent. So with the shouts of praise and with the trumpets, they gave one enormous expression of praise, a war cry. And the city walls began to crumble and fall outwards. And with a mighty crash and a sound, Jericho fell. And the Israelites were given the city just as had been promised. And if you read on, yes, terrible violence and complete destruction followed, which is difficult for us to comprehend with our 21st century point of view and sensibilities. But there is a spiritual lesson for us here in this victory, a spiritual lesson for our spiritual battles. For as St. Paul declared, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. And the lesson is this, that God wants us to circle our problems with prayer. Before we act, above all, in our difficulties and our problems, we should pray. We should take them to God's throne of grace. We pray about these problems with the kind of faith that we read about in the New Testament in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, where we read, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. And some of our difficulties will be resolved after one circle of prayer, or two. Others will require many more seasons of prayer. And we can ask, do some of our Jerichos never fall because we do not circle the problem well enough or time enough? Not because God is reluctant, but he calls us to persevere in prayer, to continue to pray, to praise, to trust until God gives the victory. So I encourage you, don't despair, even if it seems like you're going round in circles. If it seems like you have circled your problem 6 times, 6 seasons, don't give up. You may be on that last lap. Can you imagine if they had returned home 6 times round the city on that 7th day? No, they persevered. In God's time, and according to his will, victory will come on earth and in heaven. And this is the third lesson from God's word that we can apply today in the difficulties we face. We shall see victory through God's power. The battle belongs to the Lord, and the victory belongs to the Lord. This is our great hope. Whatever our problem, God has the power to bring down that wall in your life. In our own strength, we cannot make the wall fall. We're not strong enough. But we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. God is true to his word. I wonder, after the Battle of Jericho, that perhaps Joshua brought to mind the word of the Lord that came to him as he set out. Words that we read in Joshua chapter 1, where God said to Joshua, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The power of the Lord was with Joshua, leading him from victory to victory. The commander of the army of the Lord. Perhaps a messenger of the Lord, or even the Lord Jesus himself, went before him. A reminder today that Jesus is our commander. He is our captain. And he knows what it is to face battles. He faced his battles and he overcame. In his trials, he called out to his Father and he was heard. He wasn't spared or saved from suffering or death, even death on the cross. But God's great power never left him. God's great power brought him through suffering and death to resurrection life. And as his disciples, we will follow where he has led. It may look like Good Friday, but Easter Day is coming. So today, may God breathe into your hearts and into my heart the strength of his Holy Spirit, that you may conquer. Whatever is looming large over your life today, whatever is hindering your path to the promised land, I pray in the power of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, let that wall fall. Let it crumble. Let it fall to rubble. May you enter in and claim that ground and raise the standard of victory for his banner over me and you is love today. So trust in God's promises. Circle problems with prayer. And we will see victory through God's power for his glory. Amen. A prayer of response. Let us pray. In the quietness, bring to mind your Jericho. Name it in your heart before God. And now, in a prayer, when I say, let the wall fall, repeat that same phrase. Mighty God, when we hear your commands, make us obedient. Let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. as we stand on your promises, let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. As we persevere in prayer, let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. When we cannot see a way forward, let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. That we may see victory through your power, let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. God, who makes the impossible possible, let the wall fall. Let the wall fall. In the strong name of Jesus. Amen. And in the remainder of our service this morning, we are going to think about that need to pray, to circle life's difficulties in prayer. And as we do so, we affirm that before the throne of God above, we have a strong, a perfect plea.